There is a story told of Alexander the Great when he was a young boy. Philip, his father, the king of Macedonia, had bought a horse. The horse's name was Bucephalus. It means ox head. It had a very funny-shaped head, but it was a magnificent horse, and Philip had paid a fortune for it, but it could not be tamed. It could not be broken to the rider. One day, Alexander was out watching as they were trying to tame this horse. Philip, his father, was there, and Alexander noticed something about this horse that nobody else had noticed, and that was that it was skittish because it was scared of its own shadow. And so he told his father, "I can tame that horse." And Philip, kind of laughing, said, "If you can tame him, you can have him." So Philip went to the horse, made sure that there was no one around to cast any shadows, and pointed that horse into the sun where he could not see his own shadow, hopped on his back, and rode away. And so the horse became his. Bucephalus and Alexander became inseparable. And Bucephalus was with Alexander throughout all of his campaigns, and Alexander could be seen riding up and down the lines of battle on his horse Bucephalus, or his trained to the rider. The Greek cavalry officer rode on his horse bareback. There were no stirrups, and so the horse had to be trained to respond to the slightest pressure of the knee, a tug on the rein, or a whisper in the ear. And when that horse was tamed, so it responded perfectly in the noise and the heat and the danger of battle, it was said to be prous. It was broken for service. It was strong as it could be, and yet it responded to the slightest command of its master. It comes from the Greek word proutes, and this word is used in the Bible. This word is how we interpret, we get the word meek and meekness. It does not mean weakness. It means strength, under control, broken for the use of the master. Meekness is listed as a fruit of the Spirit, and the fruits listed in Galatians 5, 22 and 23 are love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. God wants to take those very strong characteristics that you have, those strong personality points, those extreme parts of you, and he wants to train them and to break them, so to speak, so that he can use them. That's why extreme people make great Christians, because God is able to turn that passion they have for life or for whatever and turn it toward his purposes. And as a fruit of the Spirit, it can come from us in ever-increasing quantities when we are controlled by the Holy Spirit and we respond to the slightest command of God that the Holy Spirit presents to us. I want to be meek, not weak. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for your loving touch, your training, your direction. I thank you, Lord, that you have taken those strong parts of me and turned them toward your kingdom. And you have taken those weak parts of me, those weaknesses, and you have become perfect in my weakness through your grace. It is so wonderful to serve you and to be in service to you. I thank you, O Lord. May your will be done in my life, and may the Holy Spirit have full control this day. In Jesus' name, amen.